The Lace Balcony, written by Johanna Nichols and read by Jennifer Valetic. Chapter 1. Penal Colony of New South Wales, November 1827. Fanny Byron halted for a moment to watch her first Australian sunrise, a spectacular, gaudy display of colour fanned out over the horizon against a bolder blue sky than any she had ever seen in England or on the voyage out to New South Wales. Now, as she wended her way between opposing streams in the crowd jostling along the main thoroughfare of George Street, it seemed that the whole of Sydney town was alive and touting for custom.
"Hello, darling. Is you buying or selling? If you're selling, I'm buying."
Fanny averted her eyes from the direction of the rasping Cockney voice, its innuendo not without good humour. She suppressed a smile. The cheek of him. Can't he tell the difference between a decent girl and these other poor slatterns? Aware she was blushing, Fanny held her head higher as she seized every break in the motley crowd to wedge her way past the high stone walls of the military barracks. Buffeted from side to side, she was carried along on a tidal wave of flotsam and jetsam, a shifting sea of faces, males outnumbering females five times over. There were occasional pairs of top-hatted men of quality and officers in their uniforms of red coatee and helmet, their swords swinging against tight white breeches. But for the most part, the faces in the crowd were rough-hewn, either with shaven heads or unkempt hair and beards, many wearing the sun-bleached slop clothing that seemed to be the common garb of current convicts and old lags alike, except for the arrows printed on the prisoners. The cries of street sellers touting their wares.
"Rabbito! Fresh oysters! Cherry ripe! Come and buy!"
were suddenly broken up by a roar of "Stop that thief!" causing Fanny to clasp the money purse secured within her bodice. A ragged urchin pushed her aside to duck between two men impeding his progress, sending a cartload of peaches flying in all directions before he was swallowed up by the crowd, leaving his victim, a stout gentleman, puffing in his wake. Fanny was reminded of the small army of child pickpockets in London. The few females in sight ranged from gaudy, bedraggled prostitutes to harassed matrons armed with baskets of merchandise and barefoot little girls with old faces tugging at men's coattails to beg alms. Not a single lady of quality in sight. On closer inspection, this new alien port was not simply a transplanted pocket of London she had been told was originally chosen as a dumping ground for thieves and vagabonds following the loss of the American colonies. Sydney town already had a character of its own. Cages of parrots feathered in the colours of the rainbow hung in the doorways of shop fronts. Painted signs swung on chains in the wind, their alphabet letters a mystery to her, but their illustrations proof enough that the penal colony had an abundance of jewellers, milliners, dress and mantua makers. A comforting sight. There must be some ladies of quality here, or at least of the nouveau riche. All I need is a single one who needs a lady's maid. I can't be too choosy, what with me having been in service to a courtesan.